Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Paul Marciano is here, too. Paul is a member of our Brain Trust. He's an entrepreneur and a consultant and a keynote speaker, the president of Whiteboard, which is a human relations consulting firm. He's the author of an outstanding, globally recognized book, Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. Dr. Paul Marciano, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the contribution you are to the small business owner.
I appreciate you saying that, Paul. Thank you very much. It's good to have you here. I like what you say in your book, obviously, and I do believe that's true. You say that of all the things that motivate employees, nothing motivates them or engages them like respect.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And one of the reasons that I wrote the book, really, Jim, I know you're having Steve Forbes on, which is so exciting, in the next hour, half hour. Jim, one of the reasons is for the small business owner. My great-grandparents, my grandparents, my parents, and my brothers and I have all been entrepreneurs. And, you know, what I really get is that the entrepreneur, whatever he or she, you know, started their business as, whether it's running a dry cleaning facility or, you know, an accounting firm, they're really good at what their core competency is.
Right.
But what they're not probably is very good at, actually, is making sure they're hiring and growing and developing the right people. And if you want to grow your business, Jim, you got to be able to grow your people.
I've said for almost 15 years now, since I've been doing the show, that the two things that big businesses can learn a lot from small businesses, but the two areas where small business needs to learn from big business for sure is in the area of human resources and marketing. And the thing that you're touching on right now is the small business owners don't like to think of themselves as being sophisticated. They think of all that as being big business stuff, you know. But this is an area they need to become more sophisticated. They need to say, I want to become more sophisticated at hiring and managing my people.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. If you think about, as I have been, you know, starting a small business, that first employee you hire, boy, what an investment that is, right? For some organizations, that may be the biggest capital investment they ever make. And so just as, you know, if you made a simple machine analogy, if you bought a copier to make 100 copies in a minute, boy, you better get your money's worth out of that employee. And it's not to be crude, I think, at all, but to say, you know, for the business owner to be successful, they really need for that employee to step up.
That's right.
Give high levels of discretionary effort.
And in a small business, we don't really have the luxury of watching people and monitoring them every minute of the day. We don't. There's too many things going on.
Yep.
We need employees to be engaged and take ownership, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to give, you know, I think what my most important tip for people are, as a small business owner, the most important quality for me in an employee is initiative. I cannot stand there over their shoulder. You know, when I would travel, when I ran a company called Color Me Company for 8 years that I started, and we made children's arts and crafts and raised money for children's charities. When I was out on the road doing my speaking and consulting business, you know, what I didn't want to get back to the office was and say, hey, listen, Paul, we had a problem. We sat on our hands and waited for you. I want to hear, hey, Paul, we had a problem. We took care of it.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's it.
But, Paul, here's the thing, and this is something that has to be done, and we've talked about this on the show before, too. You have to be able to have the kind of relationship with them that makes them believe that if they take initiative and mess up, fail, make a mistake, whatever, that you're not going to yell at them or fire them. You're going to redeem them by saying, okay, you took initiative. That was good. It didn't work out. What did we learn?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, a lot to do, the carrots and the sticks. People are getting sticks, and, if you get beaten for making a mistake, when's the next time you're going to take initiative?
Right.
Not going to happen. So what is that, Jim, you'll have to help me. Gosh, that long-standing CEO at IBM.
Oh, Paul Parmesano. I mean, Sam Parmesano.
Yeah, well, it was a case of where there was a, you know, a big wig, and he went and...
You're not talking about Watson, are you?
Watson. Thank you, Watson.
No, you're going way back now.
Way back. And yeah. He had an employee who went out and... employee, a C-suite guy. He went out and made a $10 million, you know, failure on a project.
Right.
And so he calls him in, and the guy says, well, I guess you're going to fire me. And he goes, Watson goes, well, why would I fire you? I just made a $10 million investment in you. Right? Well, you know, I mean,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, but here, you know, on the playing field, right, of your audience and what I do, you know, it does take something to trust people. You can't trust people blindly, obviously. You have to make sure to give them the tools and the resources they need to succeed. And of course, my book is Respect is an acronym, and it's all about, you know, how we demonstrate respect to people. And one of the ways in which we do that, Jim, is we recognize them for their accomplishments, and we empower them to be successful in their jobs. And we provide for them the kind of ongoing supportive coaching and partnering and collaborating that they need to do that.
Well, and that you can handle the level of their initiative experience by telling them, okay, this is how far you can go.
Yep.
This is what you can do. I mean, if a customer comes in and they've got a $200 item that they're not happy with, then you can make them happy within the amount of that they paid for. So if you make a mistake, it could be as much as $200.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. You can also say, but let's remember that when a customer brings us a problem, we're not thinking about the transaction. We're thinking about the relationship.
Absolutely.
And when you tell them that, that empowers them, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that it sounds odd, right, Jim, to say, I love when we have customer problems. But I kind of do, because it gives us amazing opportunity to have a great customer interaction and actually make them loyal to us.
And it shows them your values in a way that they could never see it if things went perfectly.
Yeah, you know, if I little off track, I want to share one of my favorite.
Hold on to that thought. I want to get that when we come back. I got to take a quick break. I need your website right now, please.
www.paulmarciano. That's M as in Mary, ARCIAN as in Nancy O.com.
PaulMarciano.com. Book is called Carrots and Sticks. Don't Work. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.